Hi, this is Peter Wink, and I want to welcome you to my brand new program called How to Stop Compromising Your Life Away. You may not know it, but most people deeply program themselves to have a negative self-esteem and poor self-image by compromising. This is also known and referred to as settling. I want to take a minute and describe what compromising is, just so you know for the purposes of this program what I'm getting at. Compromising is simply nothing more than accepting something that you really don't want, something that's not good for you. People do this all the time. Maybe you do it yourself. I want to give you a few examples of how people compromise, and maybe you can relate to some of these things. Ready? People take and stay in a job that they hate. They do something they know is dishonest. They drive a car that they don't like. They live in a neighborhood that they can't stand. They live with a spouse that they want to divorce. They wear poor clothing, something that they would never wear if they didn't think that they could afford better, they could do better, or didn't know that they had a chance to have something better. They have relationships with someone they're tired of. They go on cheaper vacations than they'd like. They never spend money on anything they really want. They're always settling for something. They're always compromising. They don't get the car they want. They don't get the house they want. They don't get the boat they want. They eat fast food and other junk foods that they know are bad for them just to save a few dollars. They associate with people that they're tired of or people that they know are negative. They compare themselves to people who are less fortunate so they feel better about themselves. They spend time doing things that they don't like to do. They settle for security instead of starting a new business. They live for other people. Basically, they turn their lives into other people's lives. So it's not about what they want. It's about what other people want. You see this all the time. People compromise when they refuse to reward themselves for their achievements. That's a problem that a lot of people have, or a challenge a lot of people have. They do more for others than themselves because they feel guilty about doing something for themselves, which seems so asinine when you think about it, but people think this way. And a lot of people feel guilty buying something for themselves. And you see this a lot of times at Christmas where people will go on a spending spree buying people Christmas gifts, and yet during the year they won't buy themselves anything and they'll say, oh, I just like spending for other people. This is another form of compromise. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with buying stuff for other people. I enjoy doing that myself, but I also enjoy buying myself some jewelry and nice clothes and other various things during the year. And this list could go on and on and on. It's endless. But here's the bottom line, folks. If you partake in this type of thinking, you're subconsciously programming yourself to have a poor self-image. Now, you may be thinking, making compromises is just part of life. I don't always have a choice. Do you know how this absurd notion got in your head in the first place? I want you to think about that for a second. People who wanted you to make a compromise programmed it in you. Think about that. This comes from years and years of being beaten down and accepting less than you want in your life. Eventually, you start thinking of it as normal. It's not. You always have a choice. Stop trying to make everyone else happy. Other people can make themselves happy. Only other people can make themselves happy. I mean, they can't get it from someone else. If they're not innately happy, they're not going to be happy people. You can't do that for them. So that's something that you have to keep in mind. You need to know who you are and you need to act on it. You need to be yourself. You need to be an independent thinker. You need to be a leader. You have to stop compromising your life for other people. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you don't do things for other people that you normally wouldn't, because out of the goodness of your heart and graciousness, you might find ways that you want to contribute or help somebody. But that's not compromising. That's a conscious choice. That's a big difference. Think about this for a second. Every time you compromise, you're programming your subconscious mind with a negative message that says, I'm not good enough. My opinion doesn't count. What I want to do has to be put on the back burner. And naturally, this negative self-image of yourself is a pushover, basically, and welcome mat. It gets burned right into your subconscious mind. This is how people get conditioned to be what's called a loser. Now, I always describe a loser as somebody who doesn't start something they know they should, or they end something early, basically a failure, or people out there who hurt people deliberately. That's what I consider to be a loser. I know everybody falls in hard times and has bad luck, and that's not what I'm talking about. Or people in a sports competition who don't always win first place, but they're out there trying, they're playing the game, they're in the arena, they're doing things. That's not a loser. That just means that they need a different strategy so they could get to the top. But there's a big difference. They're in the arena and they're playing the game. That's okay. I want to take a minute here, and I want you to answer a question for me. So get out a sheet of paper and a pen or pencil. We're going to do a very quick exercise. I'm going to ask you to do something, and I want you to pause the audio, and then I want you to answer this, and then I want you to reconvene with me in about 5 minutes. Here it is. I want you to take a pen or pencil and write down some of the compromises that you've made in hopes that it would make other people happy. So what are some of the things that you've compromised in your life hoping that that would make someone else happy? I want you to pause the audio and we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. Did you know that 70 to 80% of all people suffer from at least one of a number of chronic illnesses as a result of compromise? Now think about that for a second. People are actually getting ill from compromise. In fact, there are a lot of people out there and a lot of researchers and a lot of doctors and psychologists who actually believe that cancer is caused by compromise, that literally the compromises of life stress people out enough to choke off the cells and cause cancer. Now, some other factors that play into this include thoughts of self-destruction, resignation, and fatalism. So there's a lot of contributing factors here, but the bottom line is compromise is very destructive. In fact, I want to call something out really quick so you understand. There are times where compromise and a conscious choice get confused. And I want to give you a quick example. If you decide to work an hour extra day so that you can make extra money and buy something special for someone, that's not a compromise. It may be a sacrifice, but not a compromise. You made a clear decision to move forward. It was your conscious choice. That's different. Now, if your boss forced you to work an extra hour every day and you didn't want to, you just were against it, then you compromised. You did it against your will. Your boss made the decision for you and you allowed it to make you feel bad and went through with it. This happens to people all the time. Really quick, let's go through a few more exercises here. Let's have some fun. So right now, I want you to list out all the compromises you feel forced to make. Now, you're not really forced to make them, but the ones that you feel forced to make. List out each and every one of the compromises you feel forced to make right now. Pause the audio and we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. The next exercise, I want you to write down what will happen to you mentally and physically if you keep compromising on the things you feel forced to do. Really feel the emotions, the pain, and the frustration. Really get it in at a deep level. Go ahead and pause the audio and we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. Hopefully you've done the other exercises and let's get on to the next one. Now, I want you to write down the steps that you're going to take to stop all this compromising, step by step by step. What exactly are you going to do to take action right now to stop all this compromising? Pause the audio and we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. Now, I want you to answer a question. How does it make you feel to start taking control and putting an end to all these destructive compromises? Let me ask you that again. That was a little bit long. Let me ask you one more time. How does it make you feel to start taking control and putting an end to all these destructive compromises? Pause the audio and we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. Hopefully you did all the exercises and you learned quite a bit about yourself. That's the whole purpose of this. Again, nobody's judging you. This isn't a test. This is strictly for your knowledge so you understand yourself better. Now, what you need to understand is that compromise is a form of manipulation. Now, that word manipulation has a lot of negative connotations, and there's a reason for that because compromise is a form of negative manipulation. There's no way around it. Admit it right here and now. That if you're making a compromise for someone else, it's because they manipulated you. You can't let anyone else blackmail or manipulate you into making a compromise. Don't sell yourself to make a compromise. Don't let yourself be manipulated like a puppet for someone else's game. Anyone who asks you to take one for the team is an example of a manipulator. or if someone is guilting you into doing something. Those are all examples of manipulation. Again, remember, there's a difference between a conscious choice and a compromise. One is manipulated, and one you're actually making the decision on your own. Advertisers are a great example of manipulators. And we all know this. Did you know that advertisers program you subconsciously to buy their products by repeating their same ads over and over in the media? They also place ads at strategic times of the year. I'm going to give you a great example. Cold and flu products are always promoted and advertised in the late fall and winter months. They declare what they call cold and flu season. And what happens? Many people automatically start getting sick. It's all programming. In fact, if there was truly a cold and flu season, from a bottom line, commonsensical way here, everyone, and I mean everyone, if it was true, would catch a cold or get the flu. But they don't. Why? Because all this is advertising. It's based on lies, deception, and mental programming. And to make matters worse, the media uses words and phrases that make people want to buy from them. In fact, many advertisers still use subliminal messages in their ads. Even though they claim they don't, they do. They literally bury words and images in their advertising, and you can't pick them up easily with the naked ear or eye. Liquor companies have placed sexual images in their advertising for years. They want you to link the images and sounds of sex to their products. They know that sex sells, and it works every time. You need to be aware of dangerous people, companies, politicians, and the media. And then you need to do whatever it takes to resist them and their temptations. There are two books that really go into great depth on the topic of manipulation. Get them both and take action on what they teach. One book is called Influence by Dr. Robert Cialdini. The other book is called The True Believer by my mentor, Eric Hoffer. Whenever you see an ad that starts to have a negative hypnotic effect on you, simply turn it off. Don't watch it. Don't listen to it. Say to yourself, nobody can influence my behavior, feelings, and beliefs. I'm always in control of what goes into my subconscious mind. Remember what the great philosopher Earl Nightingale said. You become what you think about. So here's a question for you to answer and then come back in 5 minutes. What do you think about most of the time? And I'm going to expound a little bit. What do you think about most of the time? What do you think about during the day? What are you allowing to get in through your conscious to your subconscious mind? What are the thoughts that are penetrating your every sense, going in and manipulating your feelings, your thoughts, your behaviors, your habits, your paradigms, and your results in the end? What do you think about most of the time? Pause the audio. We'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Welcome back. Hopefully you've learned a lot in this program, and I've shed some great light for you on what it means to be in a compromising state and the dangers of being in a compromising state. But here's the bottom line, everybody. If you have friends, family members, your spouse, your coworkers, colleagues, your boss, people online, relatives, just some casual acquaintances, and they're trying to get you to do things against your will, things that are not for your higher self, things that are not for your greater good, you need to put on the brakes and you need to have the mental wherewithal to first notice that it's happening to you and B, either tell them to stop or just walk away. And in some cases, you're going to have to disassociate with these types of people because they're going to keep trying it over and over and over again. And in most cases, in fairness to you and to them, they're just going to walk away eventually from you and not want to have anything to do with you. And they'll go find the next person that they can hopefully victimize and turn them into a compromiser and do things for them and manipulate them and get them to buy things for them and get them to do things for them all the time and get them to do their dirty work in a lot of cases. But don't be that person. Don't ever compromise. Remember, every time you compromise, it chips away at your self-esteem. I want you to picture a hammer and one of those big chisel-y things, right? Every time you compromise, you have this big stone. You're like a sculptor. The sculptor is your life. The big stone is your life. And you're trying to chisel away and have a good life. But every time somebody impacts that self-esteem and self-image, let's call your big stone, that big monolithic piece of granite, your self-esteem and your self-image. Let's call it that. And somebody takes that hammer And they take that chisel. And every time you compromise, wham, 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 it's taking a chunk out of your self-image and your self-esteem every single time. So in closing, I just want to say, don't ever, ever compromise in your life. Plain and simple. I want to thank each and every one of you for letting me be a part of your life today. And, you know, I'm very gracious and humbled by the fact that you're listening to this program. And hopefully you got a lot out of it. I get a lot out of these programs just doing them. It's a lot of fun for me. If you need further help to help program your subconscious mind for success and to get out of fear and frustration and resentment and jealousy and anger, what you could do is go to www.gettingclearoffear.com. That's www.gettingclearoffear.com. And you can learn about my home study breakthrough course, Getting Clear of Fear. And you can learn more about it. You can even order it if you'd like. Other ways to get in touch with me, if you want to get in contact with me, you can go on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. One is under my name, Peter Wink. And one is under the name of the product, Getting Clear of Fear. So you can go there, like that page, and get a whole bunch of resources on fear and how to clear your fears and avoid fears. It's a phenomenal page. It's got a lot of likes. A lot of people are enjoying it. I'm getting tons of feedback. You can also write me at contact@peterwink.com. That's my personal email, contact@peterwink.com. Or you can call me on my personal cell phone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That number is 847-651-2260. That's 847-651-2260. Again, I hope you've enjoyed this program as much as I've had doing this program. I mean, this is just a lot of fun for me. I want to say that I can't wait to meet you in person one day and hear your success stories. So God bless you and have a terrific day. Thank you again.